Alabama launches investigation into OpenAI's hack of Hugging Face, TechCrunch. Com 26. Alabama's attorney general has subpoenaed OpenAI as part of an investigation into whether inadequate safeguards contributed to an incident in which an unreleased cybersecurity model escaped its isolated environment and hacked Hugging Face. TechCrunch reports, the investigation comes weeks after OpenAI admitted that one of its unreleased and guardrail-free cybersecurity models had escaped an isolated environment, connected to the internet, and hacked AI dataset platform Hugging Face. As Reuters first reported, Hugging Face was only one of four victims of what was supposed to be an internal evaluation of a model with maximal cyber capabilities, as OpenAI put it. The press release announcing the subpoena, PDF, sent by the state's Attorney General Steve Marshall, said that the state was seeking to understand if OpenAI's inability or unwillingness to ensure the safety of its products violated the state's consumer protection laws. Earlier this month, Marshall, along with the attorneys general of 14 other states, including Florida, Missouri, Pennsylvania, and Texas, sent a letter, PDF, to OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman, requesting that he and his company preserve all records related to the Hugging Face incident. The letter also asked OpenAI to immediately cease and desist from any internal cybersecurity evaluations. OpenAI said in a statement, "The Hugging Face incident marked an important moment for AI safety, and we are conducting a thorough review along with external advisors. Once the review is complete, we will share a technical report with relevant government authorities and publish our findings publicly." The press release announcing the subpoena, PDF, sent by the state's Attorney General Steve Marshall, said that the state was seeking to understand if OpenAI's inability or unwillingness to ensure the safety of its products violated the state's consumer protection laws. Earlier this month, Marshall, along with the attorneys general of 14 other states, including Florida, Missouri, Pennsylvania, and Texas, sent a letter, PDF, to OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman, requesting that he and his company preserve all records related to the Hugging Face incident. The letter also asked OpenAI to immediately cease and desist from any internal cybersecurity evaluations. OpenAI said in a statement, "The Hugging Face incident marked an important moment for AI safety, and we are conducting a thorough review along with external advisors. Once the review is complete, we will share a technical report with relevant government authorities and publish our findings publicly." Ray Score 2. Ray Alabama Score 1. Ray Score 1 Informative. Bottom 10 in education. Bottom 10 in GDP/per capita. Bottom 10 in life expectancy. Despite being blood red politically, it takes in about $45 billion of taxpayer dollars from the federal government every year. Tommy Tuberville. Ray Alabama Score 2. He'll launch an investigation into a rich tech company and become a C in what is an A-B conversation between OpenAI and Hugging Face in hopes of extracting a large punitive fine from the former to shore up their financial situation. Ray, Score 2. From what I understand, he's trying to discover if the admitted breaking of federal law was due to incompetence or stupidity. Incompetence is unintentional, stupidity is willful. I've always felt that something like this was 99% the chance of the world's worst sysadmins. How hard is it to truly isolate a computer from the internet? Unplug the damn cable if you can't figure it out any other way. The fact that this hack, Anthropic's admitted hack, and then the China hacks that didn't hit anyone external. Ray, Score 3. Education, economy, healthcare, crime, etc., etc. Ray, Alabama, Score 4, informative. Literally anything that actually has something to do with the average Alabaman citizen. Alabama ranks at, or near, the bottom in. Mental health. Mental health access. Labor protections. Having a baby, bad healthcare, high costs, bad infant health rates. Childhood nutrition. And more. Stop Prison Death Camps, Score 2. Ray Stop Prison Death Camps, Score 5, informative. Ray Alabama, Score 2. Grandstander gonna grandstand, score 3. He'll be out of office before anything could come of this. It's purely about positioning himself for the 2028 election cycle. Since he lost in the primary for the U.S. Senate seat, he'll soon be out of a job. If Marshall issues a press release, it's all about political posturing. It's all he knows how to do. He certainly doesn't know how to prosecute actual crime when presented to him, such as obvious voting fraud by the former chair of the state GOP. Sure, score 3. Let's subpoena OpenAI for their agent's hack, but not Anthropic for theirs. Steve Marshall really highlighting the shit quality of Alabama education, not to mention Alabama is tied for the worst bar association and therefore the worst lawyers. No wonder his first wife killed herself. Ray, score 2. OpenAI announced their hack first. Give it time before judging, why not Anthropic? Raises hand to ask question. Score 2. What's the order of sites it tried before hacking Hugging Face? Or was it on a short list? Let me understand this. Score 3. So an AI implementation hacked an AI platform, and Alabama is investigating. I thought Alabama was more accepting of penetration by related entities.